Kearney's basketball to start the second quarter. Chillicothe's original starting five back into the game now. Jones, Keithley, Clampett, Leatherman, and Parkey. 15-11, Kearney by two with the basketball. Second quarter underway. Runyons up top around the horn to go to Yackel. Try to feed it inside. That time Parkey denied the pass into Schwarzenbach. Keithley comes up with it, gets it out to Parkey, and Chillicothe forces a turnover. That's what they need to do more of there, deny the ball to that 6'5 Schwarzenbach. Parkey tries to send it into Lamer. Loose basketball. Ended up hitting the bottom of the backboard, and Lamer couldn't quite hang on to it. Missed opportunity there. Sort of an errant pass. We'll credit that one. Maddie Smith, right wing. Up top to Runyons. Drive inside. Leaves it just outside the paint. Doesn't get it to fall. Schwarzenbach misses a rare one from point blank range. And Chillicothe comes up with a rebound. Parkey up top. Around the horn we go. Left side, Carson Keithley. Whitney Clampett right side. Lamer is playing for Leatherman, I should say. I said the original starting five. It's Lamer in for Leatherman, who has two fouls. Jones holds it. Keithley comes around for it on the wing. Works it between the circles. Man-to-man defense slides with her. That's Yackel. Right side, Jones. Working against Maddie Smith. Kearney, good defensive team. They'll get right up on you pretty quick on their feet on man-to-man defense. Keithley spins, passes, loses the basketball. Maddie Smith comes up with an easy steal. Still 15-13. Smith dumps it inside, and Schwarzenbach. They just lob it up to Schwarzenbach, and I don't see how Chillicothe is ever going to be able to slow her down. She's got nine. She could have 50 by the time the game's done. Important thing is to answer hers with points of your own. 17-13, a four-point game. Schwarzenbach, a legitimate 6'5 junior in this girl's team. And a hand check foul. Runyons caught for reaching in on Emma Lamer. Runyons first. Fourth team foul. Chillicothe three marks against him. No one for Kearney with more than one. Inbounds play on the sideline. They get it back to Clampett. Kicks it out to Jones. Carson Keithley, circle left. Keithley holds it. Tries to get it to Lamer. Lamer instead throws a pick. Keithley goes to the paint. Makes it pass to the defenders. And gets it to fall. She blew right past the 6'5 Schwarzenbach and the other defender right next to her. And nice dribble drive and bucket for Carson Keithley. 5:27 left to play. Student body here for Chillicothe starting to get into the game. And they just feed Schwarzenbach. That's going to be their game plan the entire night, is to just feed Schwarzenbach, because Chillicothe doesn't have anyone that can match up with her height-wise. 19-15. Got to force turnovers. You got to deny her the basketball. Get those guard. Get up on the guards' faces. Clampett answers with a long deuce of her own. And Clampett with five now. As the teams continue to trade buckets. 4:57 left to play first half. 19-17. Kearney by two. Left wing. Yackel up top around the horn. Left wing. Maddie Smith looking inside. They go up top instead to Runyons. Runyons three ball. No, off the rim. Doesn't get it to fall. Lamer with a rebound. And Keithley across the timeline, left wing to Clampett. Clampett gives a little pick and roll to Lamer. Lamer tried to put it up and swatted away by Schwarzenbach. Running three-pointer off the rim, didn't get it to fall. That's over the back. No, I thought there was going to be a whistle. My mistake. Three ball for Runyons. And timeout on the court. 22-17, five-point lead for the first time, and we got a break in the action. We're back in 30 seconds, KCHI. Coach Darren Smith talking to one of the officials about a couple of things here following the timeout. 22-17, Chillicothe's biggest adjustment is to try and figure out how to counterman this balanced offense between their Kearney's outside shooters and their 6'5 post player. And start getting some shots of their own to fall. Jones up top, round the horn, Clampett, Keithley, left wing, Trey, off the rim, didn't get it to fall, and nice rebound by Emma Couch. Keithley 0 for 3 from the outside. Chillicothe has had some minor success from the outside. See whether that can come around and prove a little bit more. Maggie Leatherman has checked back in for Lamer now. Parkey and Schwarzenbach were really giving it the heave-ho back and forth, and they finally call it. Not a foul, but it looks like a traveling call. Those two were really getting after it. So Chillicothe's ball, chance to make up some ground here. 22-17, Clampett, no, off the rim. Schwarzenbach the rebound. Clampett can't connect from the outside. Chillicothe a little cold in the warm-ups from the outside. They shot a lot. Not a lot went in, but you never know. That doesn't mean anything. Abby Couch on the left wing goes up top to Yackel. 3:18 left to play first half. 22-17. Kearney has led all but one brief moment in this game. Peter Schwarzenbach outside the paint. Parkey's on her. Jones, nice job cutting out. Oh, they tried to go low post. Jones saw what was coming, stepped in front. And in the end, Chillicothe picks up the basketball, brings it down court, forces the turnover and the steal. Jones up top to Keithley, right side to Clampett. 2:49 left to play. Give inside to Parkey, rolls it around the rim and gets it to fall. 6'5", K-Bob, Caitlin Parkey has 8 of her team's points. And it's a 3-point game now, 22-19, 2:36 left to play. As the Chillicothe student body picking up the chant on defense. Lady Hornets knock the ball out of the hands of Emma Couch and out of bounds. And Maddie Smith, 2 D's, Maddie Smith checks in. And Yackel sets down, also checking in. Abby Couch again. Inbounds play from the sideline, goes back court to Smith. She's across the timeline. Long, dark ponytail covering your number from behind. Smith working against Keithley. Circle left to Emma Couch. Feed inside to Schwarzenbach. And referees with a whistle. As Parkey and Schwarzenbach going after it. Parkey's kind of stepped up her aggressiveness in there and is forcing Schwarzenbach to work a little bit harder. And we'll see what the call is. Pushing off is the call. And technical for throwing an elbow. So Caitlin Parkey with the first foul, number 2, and then throwing an elbow on a technical foul. Schwarzenbach with the technical said she threw an elbow after Parkey pushed off. Those two have really been getting after it since that timeout. And it's Whitney Clampett at the free throw line to shoot the two technicals. This is a key point here for Chillicothe. And they will bring 6-foot freshman Quinn Weekly into the ball game, and Clampett misses the first one. So 6-foot freshman Quinn Weekly comes in, and 6'5 Schwarzenbach sets down, 2:14. Can we get one? No! Two misses, two big misses for Clampett. We'll get the ball back, but man, that had a potential of a 5-point play there if she could hit 2 free throws and someone hits a tray. Now we're looking at a 2- or 3-point possibility here. But, you know, no one makes every free throw, so see if we can get points here. That's the important thing coming off a technical. You got to get points somehow coming off a technical. And they say someone threw an elbow there as Kennedy Keeper's in the ball game for Parkey. First foul on Hannah Jones, so no points off the technical, and that hurts. Under 2 minutes to play now. 22-19. Errant pass inside, picked up by Leatherman, and then an errant pass by her goes out of bounds, and Chillicothe gives it right back. Christmas is done. A couple of too many gifts on both sides here. 22-19 still our score. So they'll inbound it. Emma Couch will inbound it. Up top to Burkhemper. Lamer set to check in when she can. Team fouls even at 5 apiece with a minute 43 left in the half. Right side, Maddie Smith working against Keithley. Carson Keithley sliding with her. Oh, that's great defense by Keithley. I'll give her a round of applause. That was beautiful. And a pass stolen by Clampett on the breakaway. Lays it up. Counted. Whitney Clampett, the steal and the bucket. Clampett with 7. That's a big one right there. 22-21. It's a 1-point game now. Smith across the timeline, right side. That steal was all set up by Carson Keithley's great defense. They give it to Couch. Couch pulls it back out. Didn't want to drive against Kiefer. Runyons wants to check in once you can. Minute four left to play in the half. 22-21. The six-foot freshman has it. Weekly kicks it back out. Around the horn we go to Burkhemper. Right side to Emma Couch. Burkhemper. Kiefer slides with her. Chillicothe showing great defense here. And now Leatherman comes up to slow down Burkhemper. 41 seconds left. They try to lob it in to Weekly. Over her head, stolen by Chillicothe. Lady Hornets with the ball down by one. 30 seconds left to play in this second quarter. They've led by 1 point with a minute 36 left in the first quarter. Feed into Kennedy Kiefer. Count it! A great lob into Kennedy Kiefer. And the redhead drops it in. 1 point lead for Chillicothe. 5 seconds left. Top of the key. Looks off of it. Traveling call. Whitney Clampett jumped, and that distracted Abby Couch. 1.6 seconds left. Chillicothe with a chance at a shot here. We'll see where they're going to inbound. They're going to inbound it well back court. Coach Darren Smith directing traffic, showing everyone where they want to go. Some players check in for Kearney, but Schwarzenbach is still on the bench. And Chillicothe couldn't get a shot off with 1.6 seconds. But the Lady Hornets take the ball, or take the lead into the halftime locker room by one, 23-22 in a dandy game so far. We're back after this 2-minute timeout. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI.